You should only watch this if you're ready to receive a massive amount of abundance. This is an energy reading on what is blocking you financially. Send your energy my way for a moment. Good. Okay, you came right through, which means that this is really close to the surface and you're just about to release it. This is going to annoy you, but the thing that's actually keeping you from your abundance is you and your belief systems around money specifically. I'm hearing that money is the root of all evil. So this may be that you have a negative view on what others have done with money in the past and how it's harmed people. But Spirit's actually wanting me to clarify and open this window a little bit more to shed some light on the situation. That's not what that verse says. It actually is that the love of money is the root of all evil, that the attachment to money is the root of all evil, which is totally in line with what I'm sharing with you. Any sort of attachment to outcome, any story that you continue to tell yourself about how there isn't enough or you need more or you're waiting on this particular, there's like some deal or some like job or some sort of situation that you're really attached to right now that's actually preventing the flow of money to come into you because you've decided on the how and you're fixated and it needs to happen for you. Spirit's really asking that you release that. And I know that's hard and I know that's difficult to hear sometimes, especially right now, but the way to move into it is to go into the heart space. Get into your heart specifically, like, music keeps coming up or going outside. For me, the wind and the trees like does it for me spiritually. Like that just fills me up so completely. So whatever that is for you, this is about you allowing yourself to receive. Start small. Start enjoying your shower or enjoying your dinner without counting the calories. What in your life can you give to yourself to start sending a message to you that it is safe to receive? And what I'm hearing love letters can you write to money or the energy of abundance or financial well-being, if that feels better to you? How can you be in appreciation with that energy? Because it's just like any other relationship. If you're kind to it and appreciative of it, it will come to you.